KKP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Will he or won't he run for president? Vice President Biden is testing the political waters in South Florida.
Vice President Joe Biden praised the contributions of immigrants, criticized wage inequality, and even showed his shirt sleeves campaign style.
With your permission, may I take my coat off?
His trip here is being closely watched as some Democrats worry about Hillary Clinton's troubles. Biotechnology student Dimitri St. Surin saw something.
Do you think he should run for president?
Oh, of course. I think he is. So, yeah. Of course.
After a fundraiser here, Biden next meets with Jewish leaders skeptical of President Obama's effort to win support for the nuclear deal with Iran. Tony Winton, Miami.
The Republican National Committee is challenging every GOP presidential candidate to sign a pledge not to undertake a third-party bid in 2016. The move aimed at Donald Trump, who's threatened to do so if he fails to claim the GOP nomination. President Obama has secured a big foreign policy victory. Senate Democrats now have the needed votes to ensure the Iran nuclear agreement survives in Congress. The decisive 34th commitment came from Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski. This was a first for a sitting president. President Obama crossed the Arctic Circle, telling residents in the Alaska village of Kotzebue that their plight should be a wake-up call on global warming. On his flight there, he said he saw homes in danger.
You know, waves sweep across the entire island at times, from one side clear across the other. And for many of those Alaskans, it's no longer a question of if they're going to relocate, but when.
Hundreds gathered at a park in Fox Lake, Illinois, late Wednesday for a vigil in memory of Police Lieutenant Joe Glenowitz.
Go Joe!
Go Joe, their chant for the veteran officer found shot and killed Tuesday. The search for his killers continues. This is AP Radio News. U.S. and global stock markets recovered Wednesday from a sharp sell-off the day before.
The three major averages end the day in positive territory. The Dow gained 293 points to close at 16,351. The Nasdaq added 113 points, driven by Apple stocks, which were up more than 3%. And the S&P gained 35 points. The Dow sank almost 470 points the day before as traders worried about more signs of weakness in China's economy, as well as the possibility of a rate hike by the Fed. Julie Walker, New York.
Federal inspectors say they're increasing their oversight of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Massachusetts in the wake of a shutdown during a winter storm. A ban on smokeless tobacco products at Fenway Park and other Boston sports venues has been approved by the city council, Boston becoming the second city after San Francisco to approve such a ban. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.